Wrap your troubles in
dreams, dream your worries away. Yep, nope, keep your chin up, no, ain't gonna be none of that. Errors, conspiracy, the insignificant broadcast to be made, despite circumstances that may or may not turn out to be whatever they may turn out to be. Oh yes, I'm not going to be talking a lot, but when I'm talking, that we will do our best to just be all cheerful. Oh yeah, because I am. You know, this is if anything will keep me sane, it is this series of amazing internet broadcasts featuring and about one of the great arts consortiums of our time, the Conspiracy of the Insignificant. We do music. We archive pop culture. We store knowledge. We disseminate it in ways that have yet to be completely exploited and explored. Let's see. I'm going to play you some music because, that seems apropos at the moment.
How to bomb, bloody, dead, gunshot wound, hemorrhage, railroad accidents, injuries, etc. Special treatment of any of the above-named cases will depend to a considerable extent upon the condition of the body, as there are no two cases alike. In a case of gunshot injury, the treatment will be based upon the location of the wound, the extent of the injury, and whether there had been any vessels severed by the ball. A great many of these cases require a post-mortem, and if such is held, you will treat the case as a post-mortem. Should no post-mortem be held, and the wound has not divided any important vessels, then arterial embalming, followed by cavity injection, will be all that is required. But if the ball, in its course, has cut off some important blood vessels not inside the head, it would be well for you to locate the vessel and ligate it if possible. It will be found in those cases where the person has been wounded in the abdominal cavity, where the eccentries are divided, that an immense amount of blood will fill the abdominal cavity. This on account of the coagulation which takes place cannot be removed by the aspirator, and the cavity should be opened and sponged out. If it is impossible to open the body or to ligate the divided vessel, then all you can do is inject the arteries, apply the needle method, and follow with a cavity injection. The arteries of the extremities should be injected separately, and the cavities thoroughly treated by needle injections. Fill up the cavities, and if necessary, make several needle punctures over the trunk and into the muscular tissues of the extremities. If the person dies from cutthroat or hemorrhage, the jugular vein or carotid artery, you can use the same artery to inject the system, treating the case as an ordinary embalmment. There will seldom be any discoloration, as the blood has escaped from the severed vessels. In railroad accidents, mine injuries, etc., the body is oftentimes so badly mangled that it is impossible to do very much toward preserving the remains. But with your knowledge of the arterial system, cavity, and fetal embalming, and use of morphine compound alcohol, you will be able to make a great many of these cases presentable so that they may be viewed by friends or relatives.
Noisy conspiracy with even louder, big, noisy, that was like the big steel-toed, steel-soled boot, stompy, and that's all about embalming and all that sort of thing. That was for a project. At one point we were going to do a local artist, some project in collaboration, and I was working on some stuff with an old embalming textbook, but luckily that's as far as that project went. Ah, the morbidness of it all. So, in real time, if you're not digging back and forth through some archive somewhere long after this is all immaterial, this July 2010, let me tell you, it has just been weird. Has it been weird for you? Is it just me? I mean, this heat, you expect heat. Let's face it, it gets hot. It's July, it's summer. I'm in the desert. That is not a great stretch or shock, but some of the other stuff that be going on here, expected and unexpected. The show image for this show, by the way, is by photographer Judd Bradley of Truth or Consequences. We'll be posting a lot of those. He took some great shots of the band, and I just wanted, we almost look like real professional something or others. I gotta tell you, anybody who can make us look good, whew, they must be brilliant. Oh boy, yeah, this heat, it'll melt your brain. I can't even really concentrate or focus. And God, people have just been so bizarre. And those of you on the Overnightscape Underground, I'm learning today the WordPress that Frank has been talking about. So, allegedly, if this all works out, you'll be hearing this. I'll be posting it all by myself with my own two hands.
How could you possibly know all this?
I'll explain that later. Then hadn't I better relieve you for a while, Dad?
How does this relate to what you were just talking about? I have a feeling there's a connection.
I'll give the commands and...
Say, is this another trick of yours?
When snow was on the ground and the tree leaves couldn't be found, you did something sweet to me. Joe's new way.
The first thing I do every morning right there when I'm lying in bed, he said, I go through that exercise.
Daddy! Daddy!
Boy! Don't come near the child.
That's where they've gone.
I'll try the door.
This is it. They're going to come out.
Before we go to another, some more tape with some other experiences of their own, I'd like to see one thing.
And just kind of curve that back, and you just do a little rocky horse there. Just rock back and forth. Just rock back. Just do a little rocky horse.
Get me more than 3-4 inches long.
And you just do a little rocky horse.
Get me more than 3-4 inches long.
And you just do a little rocky horse. Just rock back and forth.
Sexual act itself is always, as well as being a natural animal act, is also inevitably an essence act.
Now, one side is the pyramid in the eye, the other side is an eagle with some stars over the...
Daddy! Daddy!
Correct, I'm looking at one now.
Okay.
Can't be more than 3-4 inches long.
Yes, Jim.
Say, is this another trick of yours?
This is the essence. This is the essence aspect of sex.
Rectal probes. Rectal probes. Rectal probes. Well, let's just say it. Rectal probes.
Daddy! Daddy!
Any kind of combination.
And everybody is just having a wonderful time.
Oh, for the sake of incongruity, that was some of the infamous cut-up stuff. There will be more. There will be better. Oh, man. This... It's when the going gets weird, the weird gets going. That is for certain. And progress is being made despite speed bumps in the parking lot of progress. Ooh, it's like the bumper cars, that's right. And even though I'm the kind of guy you don't want to take to an amusement park, because I get dizzy on the merry-go-round, I am lots of fun in the psychic amusement park zone. At least I'm pretty good at watching cartoons. I just love the history of cartoons. Let's all watch some Terry Toons on YouTube and kick back in this heat. And meanwhile, Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories, Thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon.